And we are back with another episode of the podcast presented by Simple Math Matrix. It is your boy, Mr. aka SuperRaw357, best known as Prince Godbody. And I'm joined by
the kid who lyrics stick to your rib, but also known as the God, King Hoopla.
And this week, sadly, we do start out with bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news is the best way to put it. Damn, this is almost wild to say, because this is like it's wild. Like, this is a pop figure.
Yeah.
DJ K Slay has tragically passed away due to complications from having long-term COVID.
Yeah.
Damn, man, it's wild that our childhood is just fleeting like this, because DJ K Slay is one of the first artists, like, because he's not really like a rapper, but
he's a DJ,
we consider them artists, like an
hip-hop artist. Exactly, yeah.
He's one of the first artists. I remember flipping through my dad's CD book, putting the CD in just to see what it say, like sound like. I'm like, damn, this shit sounds like shit. But that was
only
that
because
was me being, I was a fucking kid.
Your ears were young.
You know what I'm saying? I was a fucking kid.
Exactly.
So I was looking for the ludicrous.
The up-tempo. And you know what I'm saying? Actually just being able to sing the hook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I grew up and I went back to those books. And the people he was putting on early in the day. Like, he had 50 before 50 popped.
Exactly.
On K-Slay tapes.
What'd you say? You weren't anybody till you was on a K Slay tape.
You know couldn't have been. You know what I'm saying? Like, K Slay is what people think DJ Khaled is doing is what DJ K Slay did. Like, DJ K Slay was, back in the day, he was a graffiti legend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as far as hip hop music go, like, he's a multifaceted cultural legend, but as far as the music goes, he's like,
he's a pioneer for modern.
There would be no
drama.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
He's a modern. He pioneered the modern day mixtape era.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You can't beat the way that he revolutionized people coming up.
Exactly. Yep.
Because, like, how SoundCloud revolutionized being able to upload your own
music. Yep.
Mixtapes popularized being able to popularize your own song.
Yep, exactly. And pushing it yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, rest in peace to DJ K Slay, man.
Yeah, definitely. Rest in peace. Yeah, hip-hop lost another legend, you know what I mean? And you know what's crazy I mean to say, too, is it's actually crazy because now we're actually seeing hip-hop legends pass away. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, in other genres, like, you've Jimi Hendrix has been gone a long time.
Yeah,
John Lennon, you know what I'm saying? All those type of things. But now we're, like, hip-hop has experienced the factor of its longevity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We see our heroes. You know what I'm saying? We see legends pass away. Even though a lot of them have been fairly young and stuff like that, but it's still, like, you still see
the
older
black
ones.
Man thing, though.
Oh,
that's
damn it.
The wild thing about being a black man.
Yeah.
Or a black person. So we don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our life expectancy, space we live in this America is
I don't want to get into all that, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying? It's not that long. It's just not that long.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace to him, man. Condolences to his families and prayers to them.
Yeah. You're not going to crack your beer this
time? Yeah, I was going to. Damn, man. Are you peer pressuring me?
I got
damn,
to. You know
peer
me.
Pressuring me. Damn. You know, he literally just peer pressured me, and I'm sorry that people just see me getting peer pressured. Drink chance. Can we get some snaps and claps? Yeah.
You know I got a peer pressure. I can't drink alone, man. What's up?
You do it every year. You do it every pop.
Not every.
You know what's crazy?
Don't play me like that.
All right, I'm not gonna say that.
Not every pod.
Almost.
Well, the lad, yo. Oh, this motherfucker started going to the gym for a month.
Oh, you're trying to kill me, but I'm not trying to. Mister, we could go look. We could go backlog.
You're drinking. You have a cup.
Yeah, sometimes, but when's the last time I've drunk on a podcast? Probably.
That's why I said you start going to the
gym. No, it's not even, it hasn't because of that. I just haven't felt like drinking on a weekday.
Since you're
going, I told you the reason why I'm drinking. There's a reason why I'm drinking today.
I was more or less being funny.
No, what is it?
It has also coincided since you're going to the gym. No, I'm saying like, I guess it may not have been intentional. But since you made like that shift, I was trying to be hilarious because I am.
I ain't missing self-centered.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I won't. God, leave, man. Don't get your panties in a bunch.
You know, baby. I get hypersensitive sometimes.
Don't do that, baby.
I know. I love get you the too. Fuck out of here.
I love you, baby.
Next segment. This nigga on the other
don't
shit.
Call me the N-word.
Man. All right, damn, nigga.
Oh, see, that's why we don't fuck with the youth. That's why I'm glad drill music is ruining your culture.
Our culture, your nigga. Culture. Damn, you gonna stop acting like one so I can stop calling you one.
I'm old, bitch.
You old?
All right, no. Fuck you. Elon Musk. Him buying Twitter.
It's actually gotten simple from a simple, funny discussion to something that's actually...
Well, the thing is, Musk was never going to really... They weren't going to let that happen. And that's kind of what I was trying to say with him being a part of the platform and buying it. Twitter said when he was talking about just buying out the shares that they were just going to flood the market with shares to make it
impossible,
valueless.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, shit. Like make it cheap, like make it penny, like a penny, like share a penny type stock. Shit.
Yeah.
So I think the wild part about this is seeing a corporation stand up to what have could have been some type of like digital tyranny. Because like I said on the podcast when this was first brought up, you know, fan of me, call me a fan of Elon Musk, call me whatever, but him trying to buy the biggest stake and become a part of the board of Twitter was too much in general.
Yeah.
Because you can't control something and then be directly a part of it, because that shits on the integrity, especially when you come from the position he comes from.
Facts.
Yeah. It would be different if it wouldn't even really be different, but we could maybe make a case if, like, let's say me or you came up on something like this or on Twitter, you know, like enough money to buy enough stake in Twitter, and that was all our money.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have always been on Twitter. We've championed that, and that was our that's always been our driving force. Mm-hmm. This guy was going to take the biggest social media platform we have and turn it into what he wanted to be, which included bringing people like Donald Trump back.
Yeah, and other conservatives that got blocked.
It's not about conservative. Cause
No, I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying? Well, how else would I say it? They're like,
well, that's how you know it.
Yeah, yeah.
And see, that's the thing about it. And see,
because that's a conflict of.
At the same time, he has the great point in that. It's because you, with your algorithms, you just see conservatives block. But on some people's algorithms, they see.
They see liberals. Well, not liberals, but they see that's all liberals. They see. Yeah, liberal. But they're not blocking them. But you know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do. Like,
well, I'm not talking about they're not blocked the level.
Extreme. Donald, it just seems extreme block level on the conservative side because the president of the United States got blocked from our.
Yeah, Twitter actually banned him.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why it seems lopsided. And I don't mean to shit on you because this is not. This is just on our general culture. It's so fucking stupid that anybody could even have that view. Because that should not exist. Like, the fact that you can discern that Twitter is liberal bias as the biggest social media source. Let's say news source, man. Let's say news source.
Yeah.
What does better than an article about your or tweet about your article? The tweet will get more retweets than an article will get views sometimes.
Exactly.
So
I said that in high school. Like, when, like, you know what I'm saying? Because when can you source Twitter? You know what I'm saying? For like an article or something like that. Because you will see articles on Twitter, though. But I'm not saying like it's probably the right thing to do. But you know what I'm saying?
See, the thing, the beat around that is that you don't source Twitter. You source the person.
Yeah. But shit, you could source a fucking tweet. Can you source a tweet?
As a person who's been included in a nationwide article about about Twitter. Yes, they actually contact you about sourcing your tweet.
Okay.
And you do get the source for it. You get the credit for it. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So yeah, Twitter is definitely
it's a legitimate journalism.
Yeah, journalism. All right.
And
because you get quotes from people.
Social media is legitimate journalism. Public opinion is legitimate journalism. So does that beg the question, has it always been legitimate journalism? Has public opinion always been legitimate journalism? And before you answer this, I don't mean to touch you. That's so disrespectful.
I
hate that because I hate when people do that to me. I'm sorry. That begs the question. Back when they were doing public lynching for witchcraft and shit like that, that's public journalism because that's public.
Jesus. Get it together,
fucking
man.
Fucking country ass shit. Public.
Because I know where that's from.
Yeah, public research. Judge, jury, and executioner being carried out all by one public body.
That's
so back then, I'm talking about back then, and then we go back to slavery, and then we go, you know, we bring it back through, but has public opinion always been the real source of journalism?
I mean, yeah, when you think about how news just gets spread around.
Because if people don't care,
he say, she say, it's all word of mouth. That's all news was back in the day. Because, you know, remember, a lot of people couldn't read. You know, we going back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Still, a lot of people
can't of people can't read at a high level. Or even at a moderate level.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's not a knock to anybody. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that can't read.
That's very true.
But, yeah, so news has always been public opinion. But it's when you get things that people are supposed to put the general opinion damn near.
So you're saying
but news isn't the general, like, you know what I'm saying? Because news is if an earthquake happens, you know what I'm saying? A major earthquake happens.
Yeah.
That's news. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's news that we can all confirm happened too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then it wouldn't been an opinion, been being a general
fact.
Yeah.
So when people you feel like when even if it's not fact, let's say it's opinion. Let's say you slap a dog.
Yeah.
And they call that animal. Let's say it's your dog.
Yeah.
He's biting the shit out your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows not to do that. So you mad at it. It's like, and so somebody, you take a video of it. My dog being bad. Slap his head.
Yeah.
PETA says, and let's say they're the minority. They say, that's fucking terrible. Execute him. Kill him. Everybody else says, come on. That's,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. My bad. I put that the wrong way. The majority is siding with PETA in this rare case.
Damn.
That's still wrong, though.
Yeah. Oh, because it's not right.
But it's still a court of public opinion.
It is, yeah.
And that's where the journalism would be based off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wild. And
oh,
like,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like, the journalism is always based off the public opinion. And that's wild because you put me onto a documentary this weekend.
Yeah. Actually, oh, damn. This all ties
that
in.
I actually watch.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Savile, you said it was called?
Jimmy Savile.
Savile. Jimmy Savile documentary.
Disgusting.
I'll go people background.
Oh, my gosh. All right, boom. So Jimmy Savile was probably like, the fuck could you equate him
to? Essentially created the United Kingdom's Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, but who could you, like, I'm talking about who could you equate him to, like, as in popularity-wise in, like, America? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
a late night host. Daly.
What's the nigga name?
Sullivan.
Yeah, yeah, one of them. Yeah, just late night host that always. But he was bigger than all of them, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? In the UK, like, he was a big radio host. He started like 19.
Howard Stern, bigger than
Than Howard Stern. Like, yeah, bigger than all them niggas. Like,
he had about 50 plus years under his
65
belt.
Years under his belt. And in them 65 years, while he was shaking hands with the royal family, Princess Diana and stuff like that, building hospitals for the paralyzed. You know what I'm saying? Making wishes. You know what I'm saying? Jimmy will fix it. That's what the show was called. He had multiple shows on BBC Network.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He was really. He even was close with Morgan Thatcher. What's it? It's not Morgan.
Margaret Thatcher.
You know what I'm saying? The Iron Maiden. He was close with her. Even had her consistently writing the Queen to suggest to him to be a knight.
But what was he doing?
But on the flip side of that, he was a disgusting motherfucker.
What was he doing?
He was raping, you know what I'm saying, being a pedophile to little girls,
boys,
people that couldn't, people in the hospital that couldn't move, like paralyzed,
cripples,
you know what I'm saying, brain dead people, like, and he literally got away with all of this until his passing, And he was like 85 when he passed away. And that's, and it was only after that that people actually listened and cared about the stories. You know what I'm saying?
And that goes to showcase the power of influence.
Yeah. Oh, and he was shaking hands with the Pope.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Yeah. That goes to show the power of influence.
Exactly.
People like that, that try. That's the definition of a guilty conscience.
Yep.
Doing all that good, but doing all that bad, there's no outweighing that. There's no Hell scale no. for Hell that. No. You know what I'm saying? That goes like Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, you might have made, like, and his is way worse than that.
Exactly.
And it's wild that people can not get caught. Like,
yeah.
How do you people not just, get caught for 50, 60 years pulling that off?
Because, like, you had people that would try to speak out, or it was rumored, like you said, you watched the documentary. Yeah. Like they said, it was rumored that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people probably knew he was a pedophile.
Look at Roman Polanski. He's not going to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Roman Polanski will never face true justice.
Exactly.
He didn't face true justice.
Yep.
Look at Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby got caught.
Yeah.
Albeit beyond, let's say, statute of limitations, whatever you want. He got caught.
And admitted it.
Look at him now.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Look. And the thing about, look, you know what I'm saying? Hated the R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying? You look at how far everybody knew about him. You know what I'm saying? The general populace knew about him, and he was still getting away with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just shows, like, you know what I'm saying? What is real power? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Money.
Yeah.
Money and influence.
Yep.
Money, influence, and ability. Mm-hmm. If you have ability to do something for somebody, they're not going to tell on you.
Yep.
If you have the influence over the general population, why would they tell on you?
Yep.
And power, that's just
what they gave.
Self-explanatory.
Just, yeah.
Respect, that's not. There's a lot of things that come into play with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you reach those upper echelons of society, it's way deeper. It's kind of like I was in a fraternity.
Yeah.
And when I was in that, I was in college. I'm not saying a rape. Like, I would tell somebody for committing a rape or murder or something. Like, if you threw a baseball and fucking knocked somebody's window out, I would have fucking never told him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, not snitching goes beyond the streets.
Yeah.
For other people realize it. Like, we want to break and stop snitching, stop lying down to the street. But it goes way further than
that. It does, yeah.
And because we don't realize that, that's why shit like this happens.
Yeah,
because we don't realize that these upper echelon people,
I mean, look at the cops.
They're white, look at the black, cops. Or whatever, they we all play by the same rules. All the gangs play by the same rules.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that, no matter the tier of gang you're in, we play by the same rules.
That is true. Yep, usually all the same guidelines and everything.
Yep,
it's a damn shame that. Little, you know what I'm saying, people's lives were fucked up over it. Like,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
when you say 450 plus victims, yeah, type deal, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, this is sick, ridiculous. Sickening, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
That's completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable is a down, but you know what I'm saying, it's
disgusting, yeah.
I don't even want to get it, because it's not.
It's nothing, but just like you said, it's just like, people need to stop turning a blind eye to shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying, you cannot let shit happen. That's why we're always seeing
shit,
you know what I'm saying?
Go on.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All these stories.
Kind of,
yeah,
like, man, if you gonna fucking see the baby got famous off killing motherfuckers, why the fuck would you run up on his crib?
Yeah, why would you? Yeah. The baby literally got famous off of shooting. You self-defense. Yeah, self-defense. Because I'm not gonna say it's because he just, like, blatantly shooting niggas to do it. He's self-defense.
The baby is the, it's not even the self-proclaimed. He is the publicly evident king of self-defense.
Yeah.
If you run upon this man, he is going to defend himself in some way.
Whether it's with the fist or whether it's with the shooting.
With the hands.
Yeah. No, hands.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah, fans.
Yeah,
hands and a gun. You strapped, yeah.
And somebody had dumb enough reason to run up on his house, and they got shot up.
Yep.
Not shot up. He shot up once.
Yeah, he shot up.
And then, you know, called police, like, as you should do. Mm. Unless they're really, really, really posing the threat to your home.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, in that case, do what you got to do. Mm. But if this, oh my God.
Jeez, Mr. Damn.
I'm going to scratch my ear and pop my glasses off.
Okay.
I know, right? fucking unless somebody comes. Let somebody comes to your house trying to kill you. Do not kill that person.
Yeah,
just shoot them and subdue them. That's what the baby.
He did a better job than the cops.
Yeah, cops came, probably swooped that dude up. He let him. To the dude scream on the phone. That's not fly ass shit. But hey,
I mean, it's fuck it.
Don't run up in my place.
I mean, you can hear niggas alive. You hear that niggas obviously do. You know what I'm saying?
Don't come where my family lives with that fucking bullshit.
Yeah, especially if you had a
nerd. Don't come where I live with that bullshit. Fuck that. Yeah. I will, in a stand your ground shade, I will kill you. If you breach the doors of my home and I have a gun, I will kill you.
I mean, shit, I can't blame you. I agree. I will
kill you. If you come into somewhere, and it's different. Like, Nate came over, he wasn't invited, but he decided to come over anyway.
Yeah.
That's different. If I don't know you from a can of fucking paint and you're in, even... I'm going to kill you. Mm. And I deserve that right.
Well, you hear, You hear, mister? He's
out. I deserve that right. I'm going to kill you.
I don't blame you.
I'm going to do everything in my power to kill you. And I have that right.
Yeah, especially if you're coming to bring harm and you just don't know him. You know what I'm saying?
Imagine being asleep in your bedroom, right?
Yeah.
With your wife.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a big ass house. 8 kids.
I'm going,
and they all got their own bedroom. You got it like that.
Yeah. I'm like furious.
Who are you to guess?
Oh no, I'm furious off Boys in the Hood. I'm coming around with the. I ain't gonna be no six shot, but it's gonna be something. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming around to bow. You know what I'm saying?
Light your motherfucking ass up. Yeah,
exactly.
That's exactly what's gonna happen, man. So,
but yeah, like you can't be doing it. Yeah. Do what you gotta do, man. So protect yourself, protect your family. You gotta protect what you ain't worked that hard to, you know what I'm saying, lose it all for a nigga that had to hop the fence.
Yep, exactly.
You let the nigga live though. He said, you know what I'm saying, he got a lot of life to live.
He had a great day to let that man.
Yeah.
That was kinda corny, but whatever.
I mean, but he has killed two niggas legally, so.
I mean, still kinda corny, but you know what I'm saying? Cause I feel like very few people, like, after I don't know. But I feel like very few people kill people and feel good about it.
Not necessarily feel good like about it.
For like the Walmart situation. Well, no, that's not true. Like I said, nah. I take that back. I rolled that back 100%. Nah. If motherfucker, you fuck with me around my family, I'm going to kill you.
And you're not, you're saying, you might feel some type of way. You did it, though.
If you're pole, like, now if I'm around my family, like, let's box, then... Hopefully my girl is there. She loved me that much. She put some ice in my face. If I lose that chick, put some ice. The frozen peas. I'm not gonna shoot.
I mean, wasn't he in stand your ground states and all these
that coming onto my property is different.
Yeah.
That's different.
But that's what stand your ground
that should be everywhere.
Yeah.
Coming on my property. Well, yeah, you're right though. You're right. My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off in that way. You're right about that. But if we're in public and you just want to square up and I lose, like, all right, that's L. I'm not going to shoot you like that.
But he was, you know what I'm saying, he's famous at that point. When you're famous, don't know what anybody's coming
scared.
To
Stop
do.
Stop being scary all your life. Don't be scary all your life.
I bet, bro. I bet. If we get up there, in
2022, if somebody's willing to fist fight you, they don't have a gun, or they're not willing to kill you.
They shouldn't be, like, I don't know. If you're famous, that should not have to be a problem that you personally have to deal with in the first place. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At my house, I don't.
I'm talking about your house. Your house is different. You ain't squaring up with nobody in your house.
Oh, in public, yeah. Some fans said sneak a punch through. If you sneak a punch through, I'm gonna try to fuck you up. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna throw.
That's why you gotta have some great security. Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. You're right about that. I ain't gonna lie.
Cause look, you know what I'm saying? Look at everybody's security. They be knocking niggas out before they can even try to touch the person. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The celebrity.
But, I mean, that doesn't happen every time. So you gotta be prepared for that. As a grown man, you gotta be prepared to defend yourself.
Yeah, and he defended himself with a gun.
You don't. I mean, in that situation, yeah, we said that at school.
I'm talking about in other situations.
Not in public. You don't need to defend yourself with a gun. Like in Walmart. I'm talking about like as a celebrity.
Yeah,
in
Walmart.
As a celebrity in
public. I don't know the whole situation still.
No, he wasn't a celebrity then. That's what I'm saying.
He was on the come up, yeah.
But he wasn't a celebrity.
Yeah, he wasn't where he
was. When you're a celebrity in public, you should not have a gun on you.
Yeah.
think about just being held on just having a gun. Just like fuck around in the wrong state.
Yeah.
You should not be. But he was at home. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's a totally different
He's in his living in his home state.
Yeah, yeah, we got conversations mixed with that one. That was us running on a little bit.
I guess that was him.
We're switching gears a little bit. Kendrick announced a new album. What do you call it? Mr. Big Stepper and the...
No, Mr. Morales and
the Big Steppers.
Yeah. And the,
Man, we're going to get some Black Power music.
And the thing about it is, too, I'm glad I can say this now. Hold on. The people saying Oak Lamar, he said that at the beginning of Duckworth on the end of Damn.
Wait, hold on. Repeat that one more time.
When he said the it's on the letter, and it says Oak from Oak Lamar or something like that, and he says that at the beginning of Duckworth before he starts rapping.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I listened to that album so many times.
I've listened to that album plenty of times. I've listened to it. I've been beating it.
No, I listen.
I'm telling you. I'm talking about recently. I was beating it down like before this. Like these past 2 weeks, I've been bumping Damn like a motherfucker. Cause God is my shit.
Well, we're getting a Kendrick album.
Yeah, his last
two. Are we getting an album? Do we know if it's an album or a single or 513? Yeah. We're getting something from Kendrick. And if you want to talk about hype, I'm so hype. I can't show it because if I did, I would embarrass myself.
I damn near embarrassed myself in front of my boss yesterday when I saw that shit.
It's wild because
I don't give a fuck.
Kendrick to me is... People want to say best rapper this, best rapper that. There is no debating it. Kendrick speaks to reality. Mm-hmm. Kendrick is the James Baldwin of our generation. He's the Langston Hughes James Baldwin of our generation. I've always said that. Mm-hmm. Like the shit that Kendrick spits is not rap. It's scripture damn near. And it's because he's so... Like Kendrick, if it's like Kyrie was a rapper,
you damn know near, damn like, near, like damn near, damn near, yeah.
He carries it like he knows a little bit more about being in tune with something that I don't know if necessarily I've gotten there yet to tap in with, and I think I've tapped in with a lot of things, but he seems so naturally in tune with. Not just his.
No, and that's the thing. I'm about to tell you. I'm about to help you out though. He's in tune because I listen to Kendrick all day today. Before I listen to Young Thug, I was listening to every Kendrick project out.
Yeah.
Today, you know what I'm saying? For like the first 4 hours of work. And I can definitely agree with you. He's definitely in tune with his life, his upbringing, his surroundings, his culture, like, you know what I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. You can tell Kendrick was really brought up around some people, like, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
the environment he was raised in, like,
he was really
the sponge that soaked everything up.
If I told you I killed a nigga at 16, would you believe me?
And listen, Kendrick, come on now,
like, you know, I'm like,
and for him, like, and then to make songs like Fear, like, you know what I'm saying, explaining what his fears were as a kid. As
when
a teenager,
when I turned 27, I grew accustomed to, like, the last year was my fear year. Like,
exactly, you know what I'm saying?
I turned 27 last year, and as soon as that clock hit midnight, I tapped in because Kendrick is damn near my Bible. Like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop scripture to me.
And that's why
Kendrick has lifted to that. I love it when you call me Big Papa. Like, no matter, when you feel this shit as a hip hop head, you put that bitch on. No matter if you like Pop more than Biggie, you put that, I love it when you
call me Biggie. You put that one song on, you know what time it is.
Fuck that bitch, you always want to fuck. Or you hit that look, you are. You got that money you always wanted to get. Mm-hmm. You were in the club and you always like got that chain. You know what I'm saying? You did that. First time you... I love it when you call me big. Like, you know what I'm saying? You play that shit, what you gonna feel? Like a million fucking bucks. You know what I'm saying? I'm corny like that, but fuck it.
Nah, that's what music does.
Like a million bucks.
That's what music does. That's what great music does. Like, you know what I'm saying? Great music invokes feeling.
He lifted himself to that
point. And that's what we can only hope and expect. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we
to get from this new album.
I'm almost scared. To get from this new album.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's gonna do, but he's going to do something, because, you know what I'm saying? I was listening to Family Ties and the other Range Brothers, too. I was like, I don't even know.
Range Brothers is sick.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, who knows what he can do?
Range Brothers is sick.
Kendrick Lamar is going to do nothing but exceed expectations. And if he doesn't, I highly doubt it. Because what? Last LP was to lift the black artist, but it's the difference between black artists and whack artists. Come on now.
Exactly.
Yeah, Kendrick. Right. Yeah, he's up to something good. And we do you want to But we also, but in the coming of in the next two, three days.
Shit, we got push. It's almost, give me a push, bro. I gotta be right back.
It's almost dry. Oh my gosh, man, we're getting that Pusha T album, heavily awaited. You know what I'm saying? And the track list is dropped, and you got a song with Malice on there. Got a song with Pharrell, of course. And Hove that song. Then he got a song with Ye and Cudi, which is supposed to be their last song, according to Cudi, because you know Cudi and Ye aren't in good terms right now because of that Skeet Davidson shit. So outside of that, we got who else we got? Uzi and Don Toliver on the same track with Push.
Oh, I'm kind of looking forward to that one. Let me rewind real quick.
Yeah,
about the Skeet Davidson drink on Cudi. I feel Cudi 100%.
Nah, yeah, I understand it, yeah.
I feel Cudi 100%. That's like me and Aaron were cool, but he kept sending shots at you.
Yeah.
Over some shit that, like, for real, you should, like, bro, you did it. Like, you know me, I had my same position the entire time. Ye was dead as long about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel on Cudi, so I'm not against Cudi on that. Keep going, my bad, man.
But
Uzi and Tolliver.
Uzi and Don Tolliver track, that's gonna be tough. Then I think the first song is named after Avenue in goddamn Virginia Beach.
Bro, every fucking song of that has a crazy name.
Yeah.
It's almost true. That man fucking Pusha T is finna release an album that's
gonna be better than Daytona. Like, yeah. And that's saying that's
I don't wanna talk too much about it because like we're going to have a conversation next week. You already know. What's that second track called?
Dream of the Past. Dreaming of the Past.
No, the third one then.
Oh, he's talking about Let the Smoke and Shine the Kuzos.
Yeah. That's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's just going to be crazy.
Yeah. Hold on. Put that back. Say that part in the mic real quick. What is it called?
What? It's
let
almost.
The smoke oh, let the shine smoke. The coop. Like, what is that going to sound like? What I'm like.
Hold on. What if he hit a stove guy verse on this bitch?
I love coke rap.
What if he hit a stove guy verse on this bitch? What if stove guy's just doing a hook? That sounds like a stove guy song.
Stop it. All right. Stop it because I don't want to get too excited because we have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, all right. What's up, man? Noah's in the building. All right, yeah, we got you, bro. NBA predictions, man. Yeah. Can you rattle off your drums real quick for me?
Sure.
Or I can, because I actually, you know, I actually pre-produce this episode.
No, yeah. I mean, you do every episode, so.
Fair enough, I'll go first.
Snaps and claps for you.
Oh, I'll pick my list. You pick your list. You got it there?
Yeah, I got my list right
here. All right. Suns, Phoenix.
I got Suns. Got the Suns going for that one.
Chris Paul. Probably going to go to the finals, I'm thinking.
I hope so. Hopefully. Yeah, out the West, I think they can make it out.
Pelicans have a good young team. Zion's not coming back, so they need to build off what they have, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to be able to outwit that. Yeah.
Mavs, Jazz. I got the Jazz.
I got the Mavs.
Why, though?
Because I fuck with Luka, and he's supposed to be back, and they won yesterday without him, too. So.
But the thing is with me on that one is that the Jazz are just like way deep.
Yeah.
The Jazz are like really way deeper than the Mavs are at the very least. They may not be way deep in the context that they're going to win it all.
Yeah, yeah. But just enough to get past first round?
Yeah, they can get past first round. Otherwise.
I think, so. I think Luka can come back and
bring them back.
Carry them.
They're 1-1 now. So I guess we'll see. Like, that's the most contentious series right now. Warriors, Nuggets.
I got the Warriors.
Same.
Yeah, I got the Warriors.
Grizzlies, Wolves.
I got the Grizzlies.
I got the Wolves. I think they're deeper.
I believe.
my.
I'm just a Ja fan, so.
Yeah, same. Like, I like the Grizzlies more. I just think the Wolves got the experience and the coaching to win this one. Heat, Hawks.
I got the Heat, man.
Yes, at number one in the East.
Yeah. They're not the number one in the East for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Still, the East was tough this year. You know
go Sixers, go. I'm picking the Sixers versus the Raptors.
Oh, yeah, the Sixers. I think that's already about to be as clear as day after tomorrow. They play tomorrow or Thursday?
Tomorrow is probably Thursday.
All right, Thursday.
Or Friday. Bucks, Bulls.
I got the Bucks. Reigning champs.
Why not?
Yeah, and the Bulls. The Bulls were, you know what I'm saying, was a great team this past. It was a pretty good team.
Amazing team this year.
Compared to their prior years.
Amazing regular season team for where they were, like you said.
But for them to have to play the Bucks first round, that's not, you know what I'm saying?
Not gonna
Giannis not going out like that, number one.
Yeah, no.
Who else we got? Celtics and Nets. I got the Nets.
I got the Celtics. I want to see Jason Tatum put him in a body bag.
I want to see. I know KD's not going out like that. First game.
As a Sixers fan, I want to see him put him in a body bag.
I know you do, but I don't know. For basketball, I want to see at least them pull through at least a little bit.
All right.
Because then they can get Ben Simmons back, too. They're talking about that.
Like I said, put him in a body bag.
Oh, yeah, you're not hearing nothing about Ben Simmons. I don't really care.
Yeah, put them motherfuckers in a body bag. So, with that, let me ask you a question. Who's going to win the NBA Finals?
Well, the prediction would be who.
Oh no! Like right now, at this point in the playoffs, who's gonna win the finals?
For game twos alone?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like we, you know, every week we'll update.
Who's gonna cause
Sixers? I'm going Sixers every week until we're out. If we're out,
Sixers every week,
we won't be out.
But what am I gonna say? I got Well, first of all, and before that, I think it's gonna be the Suns. In the Warriors Western Conference Finals, if that's how they can match up.
Yeah, same.
I don't know if that's how the bracket set up.
If that's
the case, I think that's going
to
be the case.
We do have to look at that, but
yeah, but in that sense, for the Western Conference Finals, Eastern Conference Finals, Sixers.
At some point, they're going to be able to match
Sixers
up.
And Bucks.
I think we got it though.
What? Yeah, yeah. If y'all can get, yeah, I think
if everybody fires on full pistons,
yeah. But
we're good.
I don't know. We would need James. I would need James Harden to show up. I'm gonna just claim James Harden in a sense. To show up. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Yeah.
Pause.
But other than that.
Pause. Let me go pull that back. Let's do Weed Story last.
What we got before that? Oh yeah, Top Young Thug.
All right. So last week, hold on. Let's go ahead and get this last. Time stamp my mans. I just want to run through them real quick and then we'll talk a little bit. All right. So last week, oh my God, I'm going to say this a million times so we get a producer. We need a fucking producer.
We need a fucking producer. But I think we should put it in the right context. Let's go on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Maybe Craigslist.
I made a fucking amazing
suggestion. I don't know if people use Craigslist no more, but
they do. So we came up this week. Last week was our top 10 future songs. This week we said let's do our top 10 Young Thug songs. Well, last week we said it, but
yeah. So we're gonna do it. We did it this week. Yeah.
And Nate, do you want to go first?
I'll go first. And this is crazy. I did this in non, you know what I'm saying, order of best to least, but it kind of turned out that way, to be honest, because No Way was going to be number one regardless. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got No Way, Best Friend, Two Bitches, also known as Danny Glover, Stoner, Webby, Pull Up on a Kid, Thief in the Night, Halftime, Blanguage, and Lifestyle.
Did you have any possibles?
Did the possibles? All right, the possibles, because I wanted honorable mentions. Check. Quarterback.
I like that song.
A couple old Thug songs off his early 1017 Thug songs. The shit, My Everything with Future. That's my shit, but that's off of I Came from Nothing too.
I mean, that's doing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, shit. But yeah, shit, Pikachu. That's my shit. It's like a lot of old Thug songs, but those songs right there though, I can say like. Best Friend, Two Bitches, and Stoner, those were the songs that made me Thug fans. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Two Bitches is what made me a Thug fan. I'll tell that story later.
Yeah.
But my top 10 was No Way, Draw Down, Woodwood, Two Cup Stuff, She Noticed, Never Made Love, 7:30, Halftime, Goo Wop, and Kill Before.
Yeah, Kill Before is crazy. Everyone knows I've been
that. I think that... Thug has a lot of really good songs, but his great songs are very readily identifiable.
Yeah.
Like, you know the great song, Thug song, rather, when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
The good song, you know. I mean, they're mostly, almost all of them are good.
Especially
but,
early Thug.
And that's why I feel like we had a lot of cross picks on this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly in, well, actually, we just had one. And our two, rather. And that's just in no way in halftime. I feel like you went commercial with yours.
Yeah, I definitely went commercial with mine because I don't know when I. And the thing about it is, I'm going to say this. The difference between making this Thug list and this Future list was the fact that, like we said, Future deep cuts are hits.
Oh,
like,
yeah, you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
And me going for Thug deep cuts is like, well, a lot of people didn't like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm going for like shit that people knew. That's what I'm going for, yeah, as a hits. You know what I'm saying? These are a lot of songs that people know outside of just being real Thug fans. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? These are the songs, and plus, these are some of the best songs off those albums, too, yeah, in my opinion. True. In my opinion. Like, yeah. And Blankwich was something that should have been something. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was one of the most anticipated.
But that was a Metro Thuggin remix.
Yeah. But that was
that's
a,
what it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's supposed to be that Metro Thuggin.
I cut you off. That's
supposed, and that Lifestyle. Come on now.
Lifestyle was crazy, but it's still not as good as a song as I think the ones I mentioned.
Thug verse with that bitch was crazy.
But I don't think it's as good as a song as the ones I mentioned.
I ain't got AIDS, but I swear to God, I'm a bleed. Whoop! That shit was crazy. And it goes against how I suck.
I like Fish and Water. I'm a bad. Yeah. That's on halftime, but yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, those Thug lines are easy to find.
Yeah.
We need to kill before it's where everyone knows I've been killed before. I've been full like a sinner fool. I've been
but you know, that's another good song that could have died. Daddy's Birthday. That was a song that
Daddy's
I
was. Daddy's Birthday was on my original list. But we're going to play it.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's
it. I don't want.
What do you say? I don't want my daughter's face. No train.
I thought it was, I don't want my daughter experience no pain.
I thought it was no train.
That'd be kind of sick if you think about his daughter getting trained and she's like a kid. I don't know if I can have, like, y'all talking about R. Kelly. I can't accept that line.
I mean, shit, you know, I guess he just saying don't want his daughter to be a hoe.
I wouldn't think about my 2-year-old daughter being a hoe.
I mean, he got plenty of daughters, kids, so you never know.
10-year-old daughter.
I don't know. That's just what I would, that's always what, he's older than you.
Like 2 years.
I know, yeah. I don't know,
like
bro.
2 years old.
I don't know why I defended that so quick. Either. Yeah, I don't know why I defended that so quick.
He's only me. All right, Miss Jeffrey. That was a good catch.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, I can't. I went to reach for my phone and went to like.
Yeah, what are you just? You just fucked up everything.
I went to reach for my phone and it looked like I was grabbing for my.
You just reached. You just fucked up everything.
You know I fuck up everything, man. It's hold on.
It's almost 4:20.
It's not. It's by the time these motherfuckers watch this, we're all motherfuckers.
Yeah,
we're all motherfuckers. Happy 4:20.
That's what I realized. What white people say instead of calling black people niggas, call them fuckers. White people say that's there.
He fucked up the hook. Right? He just fucked up like 20 minutes with you. Not 20 minutes. Like not even 20 minutes. Like 20. I mean 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Fuck that up. Hey, if y'all can't tell, we smoked the blood before we start.
That's every podcast though.
Well, yeah, duh. But we try to be professional.
I might pull a miss a little bit.
This one is a little bit different. It is the 4:20 pod. For simple math, and somehow we always manage to record around 4:20. And as avid weed smokers, we thought that we might as well smoke and
have a story time.
Mm. Yes, sir. Mm. Nate, you want to go first?
Nah, you got the blunt.
All right.
Off rip.
Hold on. You have the air.
I have the air. Oh, damn. So I'm so sorry. So, in this story time, we'll be discussing some of our most hectic weed stories. Here. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
What the fuck is
happening? Yeah, I'm gonna say. What the fuck is this that? Nigga missed it right here. Yeah. He talking about I fucked up 20 minutes of material.
I was about to say, right? It's not even weed in there. I don't even know what the fuck. Or it is. I just don't know what the fuck is happening.
All right, well. Now we got those technical difficulties out the way. Time for 420 story time with Simple Math.
So, since it's 420, we're going to be telling our stories of the most prolific times we got caught smoking marijuana.
Yeah.
And I guess I'll lead off. So, Nate, I don't know if I've ever told you a story. I don't know if I have. First time I got caught smoking weed, I was 16, I think. And I was like a week away from that period in Virginia where you have to wait to get your license or whatever. Yeah. And so I'm waiting to get my license and whatever. And me and my friends decide we're going to smoke as we do always.
Yeah.
Usually we smoke my friend's dad's land. Like his dad had some land.
Yeah.
And we could smoke there. So you know how we live. Like mm-hmm. somebody got some land, you can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Well, tonight was not one of those nights we could smoke on the land.
Mm-hmm.
So our brilliant asses decided to go and smoke behind the local elementary Christian school.
Yeah. Like some dumbasses.
Oh, like some fucking dumbasses.
Damn.
And not even like some dumbasses. We pulled up three in one car
mm-hmm.
and then one in another.
Yeah.
So it was two cars sitting back there.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, this same fucking school is right down the street from the police station.
Yep. I know exactly what school you're talking about.
Yep. Too. So we're behind the school. We're sit there back, smoking, listening to music. Next thing you know, car pulled back there.
Mm-hmm.
It got lights on the roof.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers talking about, why is a taxi back here?
Mm-hmm.
Said, there ain't no motherfucking taxi. What are you talking about? A taxi.
Nigga said the fucking taxi.
Yeah, I said, no. No, not us.
Yeah.
Hey, sure enough, the motherfucking cops pulled up on us and pulled us out the car, did the whole we caught you a weed thing. My homeboy had like threw the fucking bowl out the window, smashed the bowl. We had kept all the weed and everything because like we were just a gang type shit. So like,
yeah,
not like a real gang, but like,
yo, you know, just mobbing like together. Crew, yeah.
So we always smoked together. So we always kept everything in one place.
Yeah.
Threw the shit in the like the little wood bush by the fucking thing. Police pull us out. Our moms come out there. My mom is fucking livid, dog.
I believe it.
Like fucking. I know your mom ain't
playing Nathaniel of that.
And so we fucking the rest of the summer. After that night, I end up getting fucking grounded for the rest of the summer. And that was the same summer that Watch the Throne come out.
Oh, you told me about this story. Yeah,
my friend Lauren, who had got caught with us, he wasn't going to. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted to.
Yeah.
And so when Watch the Throne came out, like 12 o'clock it dropped. And by 12:05, he was at my crib with a burned copy of that shit.
Damn.
Like, that is honestly, without a doubt, the most prolific summer I had.
Damn.
And I probably did the least that summer just off of being grounded.
Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Just off of being grounded, that is probably the craziest summer I had.
Damn. You know what's crazy, mister?
What's that?
As I was sitting there listening to your story, I was counting up how many times I got caught by the police with some weed.
Golly, man.
At least four. But then I thought about the first time, which we didn't even talk about pre-production. And I might got to go with that story, my friend.
You got to tell both of them.
I might be dead. You might got to do that shit. So, boom. The first time, I was like 16, 17.
Yeah.
I just came from a football game. It was Matoka versus Dale. And I rode some people there that I knew from, you know what I'm saying, Dale. We end up getting some weed. We end up going to Harrogate Park in Chester. Goddamn. And then we had some people come meet us over there to smoke. So y'all smoking, hotboxing in the person car, just cutting the third. Then we see a light come down this long ass driveway where we, you know what I'm saying? Not the driveway, but the road, you know what I'm saying, leading to the park.
Yeah.
And we're like, who the fuck is this? And then I'm like, God, yeah, I know, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, who the fuck is this? Then I'm like, oh my God, it's fucking cop.
Cops, yeah.
Oh my God. I was dressed like I had some shorts on. I think I had like a hoodie or some shit on. I had some fucking Toms on. This is the funny part. So the cops.
I used to love Tops.
Yeah, I was love Tops too. So I was in the front seat. So the cops came. They pulled the light out. He said, all right. So everybody got out before the cop came. But yeah. My dumb ass ran out the car because I couldn't get my shoes on in time. Ran out the car and hopped in the other car. Like that was going to change something.
Golly.
Like a dumb ass. And goddamn. So then the cop was like, can you get your friend to come out the car instead of third? Like, this is my first. Dubby. This is my Dubby. Very first time.
Dubby.
This is my very first time interacting with cops in this fucking type of situation. So, boom. We all, so it's like five of us outside. Then the cop talks to us. Then the other cop pulls up a partner of the case, maybe. And she's a female. So we was like, all right, maybe. And we had a story going for us. We had a story going for us for a minute. Like, we were just switching cars. You know what I'm saying? We left this car here. No, like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I don't know, but we didn't get caught for nothing. Plus, we didn't have no weed on us.
Oh, so you could?
Yeah.
That's not getting caught.
We were just trespassing.
That's not getting caught then.
No, like, yeah, that's us getting caught smoking. Like you said, like, that was my first interaction with cops based around weed.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. And I got really harassed that night, too. But I also realized that's because I was acting like a dumbass, too.
Well, yeah, I could see you acting like a dumbass.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then, yeah, so let's fast forward. Probably, like, 2 years. 2 years, I had to be, like, I was 18. I was definitely 18. Probably 19. No, I was definitely 18.
Yeah.
I better be 18.
Go ahead.
Cause I was in college. Boom. My dumb ass.
Tell it.
That dumb ass. So boom. Me and a couple people. We was all going to a little gathering at my family's house, whatever the case may be. And they picked me up at my house. We was rolling up in the car, this, that, and the third. Then we had to go to the store for a apparent reason. Then on the way back from the store, cause we're gonna go smoke in front of in my neighborhood. So, the cops were following us. They pulled us over for a BS reason. I cannot remember the case. Plus, I wasn't driving. So, they ultimately, you know what I'm saying, asked the driver to come out, this, that, and the third. Talk to him. Then they came and talked to me. You know what I'm saying? I ended up getting pulled out the car for whatever pair of reason. I don't really know. You know what I'm saying? Because I had dreads. Which I think is a real reason why a lot of my involvement with cops happened. But I'm never cutting them because of that reason, though. So it's cold as a bitch. Cause it's around, so it's like February. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's Super Bowl weekend. It's February. And the cop pulled me over. You know what I'm saying? He talking to me this time the third. I'm like, man, it's cold as a bitch. This time the third. He pat me down this time. I had some sweats on. I remember I had the J in my.
Yeah. Keep on.
I know. Yeah. This is, yeah, I know. Yeah. So then he's like, so you sure you ain't got nothing to turn on? Then he started, he's a scare tactic case maybe, so we're going to get the dogs out here, this, that, and the third. And my dumb ass fell for all that shit.
And what did you say? Come on. You got to give us a lie.
I said, officer, I'm literally, damn, nigga, can I tell the story? Damn, nigga.
My bad. It's
damn, nigga.
Go ahead.
So I end up saying, officer, I got something to tell you. And I told him that I had the weed in my shit. It did. I had to get
they
that shit out.
They were finna let you after every... No, because they ain't going through all their searches, right?
Yeah.
Then you just said, hey, yo.
Yeah.
I got the weed.
I got my weed. Yeah.
See, you know, that's respectable.
Yeah, I got my weed, yeah. I'm not over here telling on nobody else. I guess, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, it's not the telling part.
But it's the way that I went on about... The way I went about it. You know what I'm saying? That's, yeah. It's a lesson learned off of that one.
Yeah, it's wild, like... That now that weed is like if you have like a certain amount it's just a ticket.
Yeah.
That it's not and you don't even have to have like most of us are not bad enough to or riding our car with enough to have a ticket to get a ticket.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you're not smoking. If you're not smoking, you can ride around with the eighth, the quarter, the half, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever you might purchase to smoke.
Weed is legal.
Like, yeah. And it's wild that we were just so fucking scared in those fucking, those, you know what I'm saying? Like, my mom literally grounded me for a summer.
Oh, shit. I didn't even tell you the story about how I got caught smoking weed in the house.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Oh, my gosh. That was a fucking story, man. I was goddamn, just left my grandma's house. My aunt just gave me a clip. And think about it, this was not the first time I did this shit either.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just so happenly... miscalculated when my mom was gonna be asleep. Cause she's no, cause she usually asleep. She was usually asleep around a certain time, and I knew that cause she was a teacher. So I ended up this is so fucking funny, bro. So the thing about it is my bathroom has no windows. Like at our old house, it had no windows, no nothing. But I had to, and I had to smoke. You know what I'm saying? The shower morning.
Yeah.
So I hit the jet a couple times. Boom, boom, boom. Then I put that Jane out. I couldn't even get in the motherfucking shower yet. She said, boom, boom, boom. Nate, what you doing here? Just out there. She tried to be all calm. Let me be honest. I said, nothing. The fuck? Oh, what the fuck? I won't just go come out and just be like, yo, I'm this bitch smoking weed. The fuck? Yeah, are you smoking in here? I said, nah. She's like, yes, you are. Then she buzzed the door open. She gave me a 2-hour lecture. And then she grounded me for the rest of the school year. She was like, "You're not even." She said, "You're not even turning 17." I said, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, so you're early. Yeah. You're early. You're
late teens, that shit. You know, fuck.
Late teens, not suck, but
my late teens never sucked.
Well, not suck, but you know what I'm saying.
No, like, I got around that shit with the quickest. But yeah, that was a funny.
That was your time.
Yeah, I had a lot of. I got some more, but I don't want to take up too much more time.
Man, this has been the 420 edition
of the Simple Man Podcast.
And it's your boy, Mister.
And AKA. You must try to follow us on all our social media accounts. The Simple Math Matrix on Twitter, right?
Yes.
You know what I'm
saying? Simple Math MTR.
Matrix MTRX. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the Simple Math Facebook page. We got the Simple Math YouTube. Subscribe to that. You know what I'm saying?
Because you're watching this on YouTube.
Yeah.
Please start.
Like, subscribe. Like, subscribe, share. Go ahead and hit us up. Follow us on Instagram, Simple Math. And I'm King Hoopla, aka the kid who lyrics stick to your motherfucking rib.
And it's your boy, Prince Godbody, and we are fucking out. We'll be right back.